Our next presenter is Dan Pizzino. Dan is currently an aerospace medicine resident in the U.S. Air Force. He's an Afghanistan war vet, having served two tours of duty and flying in over 300 combat medical evacuation missions. He obtained a bachelor's and doctor of medicine degrees from Marshall University and most recently a master of public health from Wright State University. He is originally from West Virginia and currently resides in Ohio with his wife, Dr. Nicole Pizzino. Welcome, Dan.
Thank you very much. Welcome. My talk today is on a comparison of food inspection practices of the U.S. Air Force and Ohio local public health. Food safety is, that's near and dear to me because while I was deployed, the unit I was assigned with was a rescue unit. And they were not able to go to the chow halls each day to get their food, so it was brought to them in insulated containers. So it was set into a tent, and often it'd be there for 4 or 5 hours, well past the time that it should. And you'd have mechanics coming in, dirt, dust, grease all over, and just scooping in, and it was just a horrible situation that I'm surprised we did not see a lot more illness. So food safety was a big interest item to me while I was at Wright State getting my MPH. And while I was there, I was involved in a research project where we followed around sanitarians, just looking at what they did, how they did their practices, and how they compared from department to department. And what I got to notice was the Air Force and Ohio Local Public Health seemed to have do things very much different with regard to their frequency. And that's kind of where I went with this project. As far as disclosures, as I mentioned, I and one of the other authors of the project are physicians in the U.S. Air Force. However, the views of this talk are only mine and do not represent the U.S. Air Force or any Ohio local public health. I have no other financial interest to report. So my research question was, does variation in frequency of essentially restaurant inspections impact inspection findings with regard to food code safety violations? As I mentioned, Air Force and Ohio, they kind of, from what I noticed, seem to do things very much different. At a previous base I worked at, they inspected every restaurant every month, and what I was finding during that research that I was involved with following the Ohio sanitarians, it might be quarterly or twice a year. So I begin to wonder, does it make a difference with the findings? Are you going to find safer restaurants on the Air Force base or out in, just civilian Ohio? And so background on this study, like Ms. Newman mentioned, 48 million Americans annually are affected by foodborne illness. It has a heavy financial burden, $77 billion estimated annually. Often, that's related to the medical expenditures or the time off work for either yourself or caring for a child who might be sick. And I found through my research that 60% of foodborne illness originates out of restaurants. So restaurants are routinely inspected by local public health departments. However, as I mentioned, this schedule can vary widely. Some places, they may have the resources to do it, on a much more frequent basis, but then other places, if it's a busy county or municipality, they may not be able to do it as frequently. As far as our methods for this study, the data that we got, we obtained data from 3 U.S. Air Force bases, those being in Maxwell Air Force Base in Montgomery, Alabama, Lajes Field in the Azores, and Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Dayton, Ohio. And then we used 6 local public health districts in Ohio, Cincinnati, Cleveland, Columbus, as well as the counties of Franklin, Hamilton, and Montgomery. The data covered the years of 2011 and 2012. We picked the Ohio sources based on the availability of inspection reports online. So we went through as many of the Ohio health departments as we could find, and if they had the actual online inspector, or had the inspection report available online, we chose those. As far as the U.S. Air Force data, this was more of kind of a phone-a-friend, someone we knew in the Air Force, and we found six different bases, of which only three had data that kind of matched for the study. An attempt was made to type match the restaurants from Ohio and those on Air Force bases. Air Force bases typically have the same restaurants on every base. They may have a few more or a few less depending on the size of the base, but they're always the same ones. So what we did was use those restaurants and tried to match them with the ones in Ohio. So, for instance, if it's a Burger King, then we found a Burger King out in those areas of Ohio. But there's some restaurants on Air Force bases that you can't find off the base, so we just try to match them by type, so whether if it's a family restaurant or likewise. We did get the sum total of the inspections and for the years included, and then also we looked at the total number of violations, the total number of critical and non-critical violations. We processed the data using SPSS version 20, and we determined the significance using the t-test. As far as our results, looking at the last two columns here, as you can see, we looked at 100 restaurants on Air Force bases and nearly 500 throughout Ohio. As far as the inspections, it was 1,482 for the Air Force as compared to 1,900 for Ohio. So you can see with much fewer restaurants, there was a pretty comparable amount of inspections. As far as our violations, those numbers kind of break down very similarly too. There's 3,200 in Ohio that we found in those 500 restaurants, and almost 300 for the Air Force. And then as far as the critical and non-critical, the same trend. So looking at the mean inspections per year, so who is inspecting restaurants more? And as I figured, looking at the Air Force column there, they're doing an average of 7.6 inspections per restaurant per year. As compared to the places that we looked at in Ohio, they're doing almost two per restaurant per year. So what does that mean? Looking at the total number of violations, here in the Air Force, you can see that they're having almost 0.2 per inspection, as compared to Ohio is 1.6. As far as the critical, which would, those concern me more. It's a 0.05 per inspection on the Air Force and 0.6 for Ohio. This was significant at the 0.01 level. So what does this mean? Our data show that the Air Force is inspecting their restaurants much more frequently than Ohio. And furthermore, they're finding much fewer total violations per each inspection. So with more frequent inspections, I've seen with the U.S. Air Force, at least you think that there is better compliance with the food safety code. So hence, in this battle of the Air Force versus Ohio, in our research, the Air Force won. But maybe not. There are some limitations in our research. So there are a few holes that I do need to point out. Since then, I have followed some Air Force inspectors after following the sanitarians from Ohio, and I did notice that the sanitarians in Ohio, they seem to be a lot more in tune and doing a better inspection, and that could be due to the differences in training. For a sanitarian in Ohio, they're likely to have a four-year degree in some kind of science background, and then 1 to 2 years worth of on-the-job training to learn the trade. In the Air Force, however, this could be an 18-year-old who just graduated high school, went to basic, and then did 10 weeks of a on-the-job training. So the educational level is different. That's not to say that the Air Force person, is not as smart or anything, but, they're not as trained, I guess is the best way to put it. And I've also learned that the Air Force also inspects that frequently due to this is on the job training for them. So if they don't do it that frequently, they can lose their skills. So there is a difference in training in the inspectors. There was a difference in the reports. So on the Ohio, we looked at the actual inspection report as it was scanned in online. And some of the places that we got from the Air Force, it was summarized data. So they would tell us how often or how many times they inspected that restaurant in that year and what was the total number of violations they found in that restaurant in the year. So we just did the math to figure out how many per inspection. And then also, it was sample data versus population data. Population data with the Air Force because, they're limited in size. They only have 20 to 30 restaurants or food establishments on base. So we were able to get all of their data and process that. Whereas, some of the counties in Ohio, Columbus, for instance, they have much more than 30 restaurants. So we could only take a sample of their data. And we tried to do it about 5 restaurants for every one that we had on the Air Force base. And then, as I mentioned earlier, there are some variations in the restaurant type. So while you can find the Burger Kings, on the Air Force base, you might have the officer and enlisted club. So how do you categorize that? So, more so like kind of like a family restaurant or a buffet style restaurant. So there are, those are our limitations. So there is room to work with this study. There's the references. And are there any questions? Yes.
So in Ohio, what kind of training do restaurant workers get? Like in some states, it's required that the manager get food safety training. So I don't know what it's like in Ohio. And then what would also be the same goal or recommendation?
Okay, so the question was, what kind of training do the restaurant workers get in both Ohio and in the Air Force? So from the research I did, in Ohio, it kind of depends on how old the restaurant is. So if it's a newer establishment, they tend to have to get more in-depth training as far as food handling. So they have to get the food handler certification. Often they have to go through the independent contractor on that, like ServSafe. But older restaurants, not necessarily do they have to do that. For Air Force workers, the people working on the Air Force base, they tend to be, they're from the Ohio communities or from whatever community that base is on. So, it's kind of the same population of people, but as far as the training that they have to get, once again, it's just more food handler certification, and that's it, and that's done locally. It can even be done at the restaurant itself. So, it probably falls more into that older Ohio restaurant model. Yes, ma'am. Okay, so restaurants on Air Force bases do get the ServSafe training. Okay, thank you. I would say probably in general, the question was, what is the difference between the attitudes of the restaurant workers? Is that correct?
Yeah, and again, I know it's just your interpretation of it, because obviously you didn't study that, but what is,
I would say with the Air Force, there's probably a little bit better, you know, adherence to safety as far as the attitude concerned from the workers, because they do have to, you know, they have to get access to the base, so they do have to go through some kind of screening, which means that, you know, you may not get as many of the language barriers that you might have in other places. As far as otherwise, you know, a lot of the people that work at the restaurants on the base, you know, they use the restaurants on the base because they could be family members or stuff. So I would say you might see a little bit better the attitude with the Air Force. Yes. Yes. The question was, is there more opportunity for education versus enforcement in the Air Force versus Ohio? And I would answer from what I've seen looking at both. Yes, the Air Force is, you know, their inspectors are very education heavy. You know, they are definitely working with their restaurant workers. So, you know, and that could factor in with those findings. So things may not get wrote up as much as they are more discussed on a one-on-one basis on the Air Force base. So they are very education heavy. Thank you very much.